Peter sits there and did something ingenious, and then he thinks, you know, if you don't take these ingenious ideas or whatever it is, put them on your ego, that this is not me, I came up with it, look at me, who I am, wow, I'm almost God. But rather, see them as coming from God, directly or indirectly, just as gifts, because you're supposed to do something good, you want to do something good. You're an artist who wants to make a beautiful piece of art that will stand and last for hundreds of thousands of years, making people happy. And yeah, I gave you the inspiration here. I gave you the ability. Look, I take over your hands here. And the artist sits there and, oof, what's going on here? Wow, I'm inspired. And it may just be a simple person. Even a weird person, I heard, you know, they may drink alcohol and take drugs and become a little bit outside like that. But they are, and as you say, they are called, you know, to do something. They are chosen by destiny, which means God is working through them. And that this is what we want to, and what we sign up for when we surrender as servants of God. Please just use me as you like. And then God uses me for this and that, and wow, thank you, that was fun. Wow, good product here. Wow, good result. A bestseller. A this, a that, you know. And then, oh, man, all these people now coming, doing their usual idealization fan club thing. I knew it. I had to hide away somewhere. Whilst the other one, we already spoke about that and introduced that person yesterday. I did here. Whoever speaks through me. The one who just wants to write a big bestseller novel or whatever, make this super next hit, become, you know, a mega star or whatever. Why? Because then I'm famous and I'm rich and I can get as many girls or boys, whatever I want to for my enjoyment. I can travel around and live at the best hotels and have a Rolls Royce and, you know, wow. And we can easily see, if we have eyes to see, the difference between those. Who is who? I think just me, the author, talking. Yeah, the guys like the Beatles were probably just, you know, they wanted to make good music. And then they got spiritually interested and so on. They had something to say. We want to make a real nice piece of art here. And they did. And it feels for real. And that's, I would say, one of the best good examples here in our story. But then you have the others who come, oh, wow, look at how famous you can become and how rich you can become just by singing songs on the stage. Let's do that also. So then we got all the Beatles imitators. And this way it goes on. There are some who are genuinely inspired to just make something beautiful. And of course, some who are inspired to make something hellish. But we stay with the beauty people part here. And I'm not talking the make-up pretty faces people. and dancing bodies. But, you know, art, writings, poetry, music, pictures, films, games, whatever that is, you know, that's conveying something, at least a glimpse of reality and hope and goodness. So yeah, we can show these two here.